Gary Technologies. Gary used this approach on his next major project, his breakthrough masterpiece design for the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, with a highly complex physical form and an exterior designed to be made from thousands of intricately curved sheets of titanium. The design was anything but straightforward. An advanced 3D model became an early version of BIM, creating a single source of information that could be used by the architects as well as the tradespeople and contractors who built the project. It made a seemingly impossible project possible. It gave us the tools to control our process, Gary once said. I thought that was only valuable to my work because I do very special shapes, but we found over the years that it's valuable to everyone. That realization led Gary's firm to turn its expertise into a service. In 2002, the firm spun off a subsidiary called Gary Technologies, which created an architecture-specific 3D modeling tool based off its experience designing with software built for the aerospace industry. Outside clients, including architecture firms ostensibly in competition with Gary's, streamed in to take advantage of the new toolset. It began with pencil and paper. This emphasis on technology stood in contrast to the analog design style of Gary himself. He would sit down with you and be ripping paper apart and crunching up paper, and he'd be drawing and sketching, says Samuel Omens of Autodesk, the architecture, engineering, and construction software company behind industry-standard design tools like AutoCAD. The technology allowed him to become an orchestrator of data-rich prototype models, not just the maker of drawings. For Frank, this was technology supporting creativity. Without that technology, it's hard to imagine many of Gary's best-known works ever moving past the stage of one of those handmade models. Even so, Gary kept his distance from the computers that enabled so much of his creative success. I don't know how to turn it on or how to use it, Gary said. It complicates my life. Vocabulary focus. Improbable. Flamboyant. Uncharted territory. Mesh. Mock-up. Intricately. Subsidiary. Ostensibly.
This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, June 2026.